I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never daily exercise.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang! DDP.
DDP. Radio.
Five. Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is Wednesday night. It is 9 p.m. Eastern Time here at the penthouse suite of the DDP Radio Megaplex in beautiful downtown parts unknown as we broadcast live right here at DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins, and as always, you can find me over at mike90%.com. And per usual, rounding out the classier end of the show, I am graced by the presence by an amazingly talented, always inspiring. She's the author slash memoir slash cookbook, Clean Comfort. She is the one and only Stacey Morris from stacymorris.com. How are you, Stacey?
Wow, thank you. I'm doing well, and I apologize for that technical gaffe. I don't know if you guys heard me during the intro.
Oh, yeah, okay. I heard you. As long as you weren't saying anything.
I thought I put it on mute, and I put it on speaker, so sorry about that.
Yeah, those are two very different things.
Opposite end of the spectrum right there. And, of course, anchoring the ship tonight, he is a DDP Yoga original. He is the beautiful Bobby to my sweet Stan, ladies and gentlemen, holding down the fort. Mr. Robert McLaren is on DDP Radio. What's going on, my friend?
It's always interesting with not only DDP Yoga, but DDP Radio as well.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it is going to be an interesting show tonight. And it's going to be an exciting show tonight. How's that for a segue? Coming up for you tonight, we'll be joined by our Team DDP Yoga Featured Warrior of the Month. I've seen her around for quite some time in the community and Facebook and the Team DDP Yoga page, and I'm sure you have too, but we're preparing the show tonight, and we're really inspiring this woman is. She's had a lot of adversity in her life, and she's overcome a whole lot of big obstacles. To be where she is today is a really, really big thing for her, and she's such an inspiration and a powerful force in the DDP Yoga community. We're going to have Lexi Storm Daniels on, and she is our Team DDP Yoga Warrior of the Month, and we're excited to have her on in just a moment, so we'll grab her in just a second. But real quick, I want to do a rundown of some upcoming DDP Yoga workshops. I've got the list right here, and Robert, if you have anything to add, I know you're always up to date with all the latest and greatest in the DDP Yoga world, but what we have so far, June 13th, 2015, Legend City Wrestling hosts DDP Yoga Inspiration Meets Perspiration. That's the big-time DDP Yoga workshop where Dallas brings you through a blistering workout, and then he talks to you for quite a while about nutrition and an inspirational talk and, you know, motivational speech that he does afterwards. It's a really cool dynamic. You just got your ass kicked by Dallas Page, you know, doing this amazing workout, and then you're just kind of like just sitting around in a semicircle, sitting around listening to him talk and be inspired. So it's a really fun time, and he's going to be doing that Inspiration Meets Perspiration workout on June the 13th, 2015, Legend City Wrestling in St. John's, Newfoundland. For more information on that and all upcoming DDP Yoga workshops, head over to ddpyogaworkshops.com. I think that was the only one we got on the board right now, but also July 17th through the 23rd and October 16th through the 22nd, I think the July one might be all booked up, but you might want to check out ddpyogaretreat.com to see if there's any more spots you might be able to squeeze into. But other than that, the DDP Yoga Retreat is live in the Riviera Maya, Mexico, the El Dorado Resort and Casitas. It is the best vacation you will ever have. Where else can you go on vacation and work out hard, eat clean, eat good, and come home feeling like a million bucks instead of bloating with your pants unbuckled as you waddle into the house after overindulging on a vacation? Not to say that's wrong. You're entitled to overindulge once in a while, but how would you like to go on vacation and come back feeling like a million bucks? You can. DDPYogaRetreat.com, Eldorado Resort and Casitas, Riviera Maya, Mexico. Other than that, any other dates or anything we have to add, Robert?
We do have some coming up soon, but we're not quite to the announcement stage yet, so we should be there. I think maybe next week I'll have a couple new dates.
Awesome. So you definitely want to tune in to DDP Radio next week. Find out if DDP Yoga is coming near you and where you can see Dallas Page live and in color. And I know he's out in L.A., or he was this week, filming some awesome new scenes for a undisclosed project right now. But that's going to be pretty cool right now. I've seen the tweets coming from Los Angeles and the Facebook updates, and it seems like he's having a pretty good time out there.
Yes, it certainly looks like it.
Yes, you can't not have a good time in L.A., so I guess he is enjoying himself. And the movie that he's working on looks pretty badass. I know you guys saw the pictures that he tweeted of himself in the black makeup. Going to be a pretty interesting flick he's involved with. So definitely keep back checking in for that kind of stuff right there. And Stacey, I want to talk to you because I know you have a lot of happenings going on. Of course, we have the Clean Comfort DDP Yoga. Not DDP Yoga, the Clean Comfort memoir/cookbook that you released last year, and it's flying off the shelves, doing awesome. Can't keep them in stock at StaceyMorris.com. But tell us, do you have anything coming up in the next couple of weeks you want to talk about?
Yeah, I do. I have, there's a book signing at the Lake George Library a week from tonight, and so I won't be able to be on the show in a week, as you guys know. This is a wonderful time. Lake George is a tourist destination. It's one of the most beautiful lakes in the world. And this library kind of literally overlooks the lake. It's very quaint and beautiful. So if you're living in the region, in the upstate region, or vacationing here, on June 17th, I'll be at the library in Lake George Village. And then the following month, I'll be at Market Block Books in Troy, New York. Oh, and I have another big announcement. I'm doing my first out-of-state book engagement, and that's going to be Saturday, September 26th at Dublin Coffee Roasters in Frederick, Maryland. And that is a big thank you to fellow team member Sherry Rubin Close, who helped set that up for me. So I do travel, and if anyone listening, you know, wants me to come to your neck of the woods, just shoot me an email at info@StaceyMorris.com.
Oh, that's awesome, Stacey. Congratulations. And if you're going to get a pass to listening to DDP, to not listening to DDP Radio next week, I guess I can give you one only if you're going to see Stacey Morris and her book signing over there. That's the only way you're dismissed from DDP Radio, okay? But you have to listen on the archived episodes. Sound good?
Yeah, you'll be quizzed.
All right. But congratulations, Stacey. I know you're doing really well with that book and the tour you've been doing and the signings and the cooking demos. Really inspiring stuff you're doing, and congratulations. I know you guys have worked so hard on this, Robert included, and to see the fruits of your labor come to fruition is quite an exciting thing.
Thank you. I had a lot of great help and support, and Robert redesigned a really spectacular cover, which is getting a lot of positive feedback.
I saw that cover. He did a great job. I like the original cover, but this one's more to the point. You know, it really just kind of stands out and pops really well. So good job, Robert, on that cover.
Thank you.
And if you guys want to call in tonight, we're going to be taking calls towards the end of Lexi's interview if you want to talk to Lexi. And then we're going to be having we've been splitting the shows up lately. We're doing like a half an hour of a guest and then kind of going into a little bit of a community talk afterwards. So if you want to chat with Lexi, you know, you can mention it to Robert in the queue, 347-994-1216. Make sure to press 1 to get on the chat, to get in on the queue. Remember to press 1 because it doesn't prompt you all the time anymore. So make sure to do that, 347-994-1216. And I guess without any further ado, we should probably bring on our guest. And we're really excited to have her. Stacy got this put together in the past couple of weeks. We've been featuring a new Team DDP Yoga member every month who's just really owning it and kicking ass. And I've been familiar with Lexi on Facebook for quite a while now. But as we've kind of dug into her story a little bit and Stacy got some information on her, I didn't realize all she's been through to get to where she is today. So we're really excited about talking to Lexi today, a really inspiring story, a Team DDP Yoga member who gets it and is kicking ass every day, moving forward and just owning it right now. Please welcome to the show, Lexi Storm Daniels.
Thanks. Hey, Lexi. Welcome.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good.
Good. Great. Very good.
Glad to have you here.
Good. Can you guys hear me all right?
Yeah. You're good. You're very good. And you talked to me on the I Am gimmick on Facebook and said you were a little bit nervous about coming on tonight. So I promise we'll make it easy on you. Just a couple conversations with friends, just hanging out, shooting the breeze in front of a couple people on the internet. So, but thank you for coming on tonight. We were looking forward to talking to you. We've actually put this in place a couple months ago, but I guess your schedule kind of wasn't, rolling with ours. So, but we're glad to have you on, and I want to talk to you first. I saw your before and after pictures when Robert put together the gimmick for the show tonight, the logo. And I've seen you online for quite a while, and I didn't realize how much you've actually lost and how much you've changed your life. I saw you online. You always looked kind of athletic. You were just one of those people that came into DDP Yoga, with an athletic background and looking to, become flexible or gain strength. But you actually have made a huge, huge change in your life. Tell us about what led you to DDP Yoga and the circumstances of you getting here.
Well, about this time last year, I was involved in a group of activists, here in Boise, Idaho. First of all, I was at a really poor point in my life. I was addicted to pain pills. I was smoking. No self-worth. Just really at an all-time low. And so there was some stuff going on here in Boise, Idaho. I won't touch too much on it because it is kind of a touchy subject. But with the LGBT community here in Boise, Idaho, it's still illegal to discriminate against them. And so I was involved in a group of protests and where I was arrested a couple times. They were silent protests. And there was this point in my life during that time that I realized that I had a voice. I need to use it, and for these people that are being told no, basically, in very many aspects. And after that series of events happened, I started to realize that I do have this power inside of me, and that was really kind of the kicking off for me. I started going online, and I do this thing when I'm feeling really low where I go online and I look for YouTube videos or music or something that kind of gets that feeling inside of you going. And that's when I saw Arthur's video, Stacy's video, which are have made a huge impact on my life and how hard I work. But the one that really spoke to me was Slim Gillian's the Slimtronic 5000 video, and talk about a wake-up call. It was like he was speaking to me, and it was really just kind of like this is a real person feeling the same exact way, if not worse, and in a totally different situation. And if Slim can do it, if Stacy can do it, if Arthur can do it, what is my excuse? And so I kind of went headfirst into the program. I hadn't worked out in years, and that's how I got started.
That's pretty amazing, and I love what you touched upon there. And I've been honest with people in my past through DDP Radio. that I had my own problem with addiction. And like I said, you know, I've told you guys before, I had a lot of injuries going on in my life. And the prescriptions that come from those, I wasn't abusing those prescriptions, but I was definitely addicted. You get hooked on them and you get, you know, you have to have them. And addiction is one of those things that you, as you talked about, you get telling yourself that you can't, you're powerless, you don't have the ability. And I love that you said that I have the ability, I have the power inside of me to change. And I have, which is something people don't really realize as much as they should. Whether it's eating, whether it's addiction, whether it's alcoholism, you have the power inside of you. Nothing that won't kill you, you can't do. And you came to that power on your own through motivation and seeing those videos. How did you put that power into effect? Because, you know, here you are, you have an addiction problem. You're addicted to food or whether it be pills or whatever. What was it, the thing inside of you that said, okay, I'm going to just take this by the horns and I'm going to control this and I'm going to overcome this?
Well, it was just, I was at a point where I was sitting on the couch every day. I was unemployed. I would just Netflix binge and eat, and I was just laying on the couch and I'm watching these inspirational videos, and it was before they kind of really stuck with me. And like, I'm just thinking about how bad my hips ache just from sitting here. And that was kind of like, why do I keep doing this to myself? And so when I got the program, I remembered that, and I kind of did the program. I didn't follow any of the phases for beginner or intermediate. I kind of made it my own. And I just kept telling myself that I have to keep doing it. It hurts. Like, I don't want to get hot. And my AC was broken at the time. It was 95 degrees in my house. So essentially, I was doing DDP hot yoga, you know?
And, oh, wow.
I just remember my roommate would laugh at me, but every single time I did a workout, I would watch Arthur's video and Slim's video, and he would get impatient with me, like, come on, let's just work out. And I was like, no, I got to watch this because I got to feel it. Like, I don't have the strength right now to inspire myself. I need an outside source to help me. And to this day, I still do that. I still pump myself up before I do it. And I mean, just keeping going with that, just continuously doing the workout and then doing everything else, like changing food and all that. I mean, that's how results happen.
Yeah, it sounds like you really took a wise step in that you did not try to tackle everything all at once, because you had a lot of hurdles. You had a lot of things you needed to conquer, but you just started with the workouts, right?
Yes. I just started with the workouts. And obviously, you know, making changes to the way I ate. But I wasn't educated. I wasn't too interested at that time in learning about the DDP nutrition plan. I kind of, my biggest struggle was just the physical activity of it.
Yeah, and because it would have been overwhelming. A lot of people that I talk to say they either choose one or the other in the beginning. They either focus on getting the food cleaner or they focus on the workouts, because you know, it's not for everybody to dive into the, you know, to the whole picture all at once. So I think that probably went a long way in your, you know, making this a habit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
My girl Katie and I were talking about that last night. We were saying that so many people, you know, make these plans. I'm going to work out 7 days a week. I'm going to eat 100% clean. I'm going to go for a run and make all these goals. But, you know, I find that starting small, if you can go out there and own the world on your first day, that's great. But most of us aren't like that. I find that making these small steps, you know, incorporating one different habit into your routine every month, be it, it adds up and it's a lot less daunting. And I find that once you get the exercise a routine, your diet will follow, or whether you're, when you're eating healthy and clean, you feel so good that you want to work out. I find that one kind of goes with the other. If you start one, and you get that into a habit, you're going to be motivated and inspired to get that, you know, other part of the puzzle put in place. And I find that a lot of people set goals for themselves that aren't realistic. And not to say you can't do it, but they set these lofty goals for themselves that are hard to attain. And once you don't attain it, it's a goal that you didn't meet. And it kind of hurts your self-esteem a little bit, to you, where you don't want to try new goals. And if you're setting these small goals and you're nailing this goal and nailing that goal and nailing this goal, I find you find that you get a little bit of oomph in your step, a little bit of inspiration, a little bit of self-confidence every goal you hit, that you can make yourself have lofty goals. So I love that you set your goals low. What was your workout schedule when you first started? What were you doing to get started? Because I have a lot of people on our program who are just starting out and don't know where to start out, and someone who's had success like you. Where did you start out? What was your, you know, schedule looking like?
It was really just what I felt like that day. If I were to think back and look back, because I did write everything down for a while, probably about 5-6 workouts a week. Sometimes not as many days a week, but a few workouts in one day. It just kind of depended on how froggy I was feeling. And previously stated, I don't want to say that I set my goals low, because I've always had really big goals. I would just say that I couldn't overwhelm myself, because I knew I would set myself up for failure. And when you're at that point in your life and you're making a change like that, you're unsure about things and you're insecure, and I was feeling small, so I wasn't confident. So building those things, doing those things like the workouts, where I started to get stronger, and my body, I get physical, like, muscle results really fast, and I think that's just something that I still have from my fighting days. So when I see those results on my body, it really pushes me to keep going.
And I heard through your that Stacey had put up, you had done MMA fighting in the past. Is that correct?
Yes.
So how did you, you know, obviously you have to be a good athlete if you're going to go out there and engage in an MMA fight, because whether you're in great shape or not, you have to be a good athlete. You have to have good wind, because that's one of those sports like wrestling and stuff, like amateur wrestling, that you need to have a lot of wind and a lot of endurance. How did you, you know, obviously you had done that in the past. How did DDP Yoga compare to that in terms of, you know, physical exercise? Obviously, the one and goes with the other. I don't know if you've done the MMA recently, but I know a lot of MMA guys who use DDP Yoga to better their game and their flexibility and get their win behind them.
Well, one thing, I can't compare the workouts. I would say that DDP Yoga is a very tough workout, or it can be an easy workout. It really all just depends on how you're using it. The same with training. I was training sometimes 30 minutes a day or 5 hours a day, and I would be tired. I would be exhausted, and I can still get that from DDP Yoga. I would say that if there's a different mentality behind the two workouts. But one thing I would say that from fighting, I learned something that has always helped me and will always help me, and it's that my body can go so much farther than my mind thinks it can. And because when I first started fighting, I had never really worked out. I wasn't an athlete. I was just strong. I have a very strong build, and I was overweight. And I remember just my coaches in my ears constantly hounding me, keep going, one more for the soldier in the sky, you know. That stuck with me through DDP Yoga.
That's awesome. And I know I've seen on your Facebook page, and you've been open about this, that you've had some setbacks in your journey. Things haven't always gone, you know, smoothly, as most people don't go just from one thing to another perfectly. I always say, what would Rocky Balboa be if he didn't get beat? What would Rocky III be if he didn't get beat by Clever Lang first? You know, you got to have that adversity before you go on and win the battle. And that's what makes a great story and an inspiring story. And I know you've had some setbacks since you've started. And you're actually on the comeback trail from a setback you had recently. I think I had read on your Facebook. How have you dealt with the setbacks, and how do you spring yourself forward when you have just a step back? You know, we all have step backs, whether it's a struggling with a bad day or a bad week or a bad meal or a bad workout. How do you sling yourself forward after having a setback like that?
I think I'm very hard on myself. I'm a little harder than I should be. But I'm trying to turn that into a positive thing. I have PTSD, and so sometimes I had mentioned on a past podcast that I had previously done that I refer to this voice in my head, this other voice in my head, as my dark passenger, and it's the voice that tells me to stop it, that I shouldn't do it. That I'm stupid, that I'm not capable of accomplishing that. And in December, that was like my biggest setback, was where I had lots of success with the program. But then for like 3 or 4 months, I really just didn't do anything. I was kind of riding out on the success that I had, kind of like I was content with that. And I realized, like, no, this is not what I want. I want to go farther. And so I picked myself up by the bootstraps, and I have been continuing on. But the setbacks that I experience are almost on a daily basis, where it's that voice in my head telling me, like, no, just relax. You can take it easy today. You don't need to work out. You know, you've worked hard enough. And although I do take rest days, but I need to keep going. I need to fight that voice, because I'm not going to change unless I do something different than what that voice has always been telling me. I sound like I have a multiple personality disorder.
is you're striking the balance between being too hard on yourself and finding some healthy discipline, you know, which is, I think that's what it takes to keep it going long term. I wanted to also ask you about your PTSD, which you were open about. You said the workouts and just the lifestyle in general have helped you conquer it, or at least deal with it in a more effective way. Is that the case?
It definitely has. Showing myself that I am strong enough to accomplish things that I set my mind to, that definitely helps. The workouts have instilled this discipline on my body that was different, that of like they're sitting on the couch and not doing anything and not moving. And it has, in a way, put habit back into my life, the good discipline habit. And that's where the food came in. I ended up seeking out my certification in nutritional therapy. And before, that wasn't something that I wanted. If you do DDP yoga and you've done the program, you know that it's kind of like this secret club of positivity. Like, your mind just changes, and mm-hmm. the way you look at things changes, and it's not just your body that is changing, it's a mentality. And so I started going after things that I never really thought that I would be interested in before, and that in turn was boosting my confidence and my self-worth, which would also put that voice kind of in the back, like I wouldn't hear it as often, or I was strong enough to realize what that voice was saying to me, what the negativity was doing to me in that moment. And in that moment, I was able to recognize it and go, no, not today. This is my moment. I'm going to do this.
People don't really realize how much self-worth actually comes into play in not just changing your life, but in your life, you know, being somebody, you know, deciding that you're worth it to go out and seek out that education, or I'm worth it to go check out that promotion, or worth it to go get that job, or even worth it to change your life and eat and be healthy. It's everything in your life, and having that self-worth and realizing that I am worth the effort in my life, I am worth making myself something, and once you realize that and realize you have value in your life, it's a game changer. 100% it's a game changer, and it's something that you, I know, have struggled with, and you are overcoming. It takes a daily battle. Every day it's a battle, and I face the same problems in my life, and as do most people. Most people at some point question their worth. You know, am I worth the effort? And I got to tell you, you know, you're winning the battle. It may not be every day, but you're making changes in your life. And these changes become habit, and these changes become routine. And I guarantee you, the longer you do this, the more worthy you're going to feel, the more confidence you're going to feel. And it's going to make you into the best person you could ever imagine you could possibly be.
Exactly.
And now I wanted to talk to you real quick about this. You have obviously come from a tough background in your life. You talked in the promo about some things that went on in your childhood that was tough for you. A lot of people in those situations had trouble to kind of, you know, find that self-worth. And, you know, you're doing things right now because, you know, people in that situation are put in that situation, and people kind of lose faith in them a lot of times. And you're proving everybody wrong. Everybody who said you couldn't do it, everybody who said you weren't worth it. You know, you're rising above that, and you're kicking ass right now. And I got to tell you, seeing you on Facebook every day and your positive posts and, you know, your workouts, it's an inspiration, especially knowing what you came from. You know, reading and doing the research for this. It's really inspiring, and I know you're inspiring a lot of people in the process, and you're a real beacon of positivity on the site. You always have a kind word for people, a positive word. And I thank you for going out there and sharing your story with us and sharing your victories and your struggles.
Oh, thank you. That means a lot to me. If I can elaborate on that for just a moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
When I speak about my background and foster care and all of that, growing up, I used to think that that made me like a troubled kid. I would have a hard time doing things for the rest of my life, that I wouldn't have the opportunities that other people would have. It's like, man, when The Rock first started wrestling, he had $7 in his pocket, you know, and then look at him now. And the same with Tony Robbins. I mean, he had other people feed his family, and now he's feeding hundreds of millions of people. And it's all in your brain. Like, the fear of moving past those obstacles is what is going to hold you back. And I feel it. I'm really passionate about it. So excuse me. You can really accomplish anything that you set your mind to. I mean, look at Arthur Borman. That's not just some guy who did this. I mean, he's a real person. That happened. We all have this thing inside of us that is waiting for us to just discover it. And I still feel that I'm still kind of like picking up the pieces that's covering my true potential. And I see those things that happened and that I remember as tools, because now, ask anybody that I know, I'm the most resourceful person that they know. You know, I've been homeless before. I was unemployed for a year, but I still managed to get by. I know that when I'm in a situation when I'm scared, what is the worst possible thing that could happen? And, you know, I always have those tools that I learned when I was younger.
And that's amazing. Oh, go ahead, Robert.
I was going to say, I talk to a lot of people about things like that, and there is so much that's about perspective that we, in our minds, we kind of blow things up into being, you know, these huge deals when there really aren't. It's really important to kind of step back and really look at things objectively, because it's, you have that fear component that really just freaks you out and makes, you know, a mountain out of a molehill. So it's, you know, that idea of what's the worst thing that can happen. If you think about it, if you stop and you think about it and you lay things out, it's usually not nearly as bad as your original reaction would lead you to believe.
Exactly.
That's an awesome point. And I think we all do that to a point. And it's a technique that, you know, people don't, you know, take into account as often as you should. In looking back and standing back and thinking about it for a minute and using our logic and kind of just realizing that, you know, it's not as bad as it seems right now. It's a great point, Robert. And we have a caller that wants to talk to you real quick. But I love your story, and I love your positivity. You know, a lot of people, you know, as you mentioned, you were in foster care. A lot of people would have, you know, taken that and kind of given up on that. Kind of like you said, I'm a troubled youth or whatever you were saying. A lot of people would have used that as an excuse. You know, I didn't have the tools that I needed to get by when I was younger. So, but you didn't accept that. You moved forward. And I have a big problem with people casting people off as lost causes, because people don't realize, no matter what background we came from, whether I was born with a silver spoon in my hand or, you know, no eating with my hands. We've all come from different backgrounds, but we all have the ability to be great if we want to. If we want to and we put the work in, none of us are lost causes. None of us are beyond, you know, anything.
That's so true. You know how I look at it? We're so good at being our worst tormentors, so therefore we can also have the power to be our best champions if we're that powerful. Use it for good.
That's absolutely correct. I love that, Stacey. And we're going to bring in Eric Thacker. He wanted to get on the line with Lexi here. I think Eric is still on the line. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Mike, Stacey, Robert, Lexi.
Hey, Eric.
How are you all tonight?
Doing good.
Doing well.
Lexi, I just want to say I'm proud of you for all that you've been accomplishing.
Thanks, Eric. I remember in Vegas at the workshop in April, we were at TGI Fridays, don't tell Dallas, and we were sitting in an instructor kind of a meeting, and Eric sat right next to me, and he just, like, he has this aura about him, and when you say you're proud of me, that's pretty cool, so thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the putting me over on Facebook this week. I sure appreciate that.
Well, your story is just as awesome as everybody else's. I mean, you're kicking ass and taking names.
Well, with you, I appreciate you inspiring everybody and putting out the positive messages Mike was talking about earlier. Everybody kind of said everything I really wanted to say tonight. But just keep doing what you're doing, and I think you're going to do great things.
Well, thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Eric. I appreciate it, man. Keep kicking ass, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks,
man. All right.
That's
bye.
Another example of our wonderful support network. Look at that.
And that really is what it's all about, and that's what we strive for here at Team DDP Yoga. Whether it's the TeamDDPYoga.com site, whether it's the Facebook pages, we always have people that are going to be there. And I've said before, if I'm feeling down or out or not feeling like getting on the mat or not feeling like eating healthy or just being in a negative space, I have so many friends of mine in the DDP Yoga community that I'm friends with that are on my Facebook that I talk to quite often. And it gets to the point where if I get negative or down, it's almost unavoidable to be positive, because I've got so many positive people around me who are posting these amazing, you know, inspirational messages or before and after pictures, or I just nailed this workout. Even if I wanted to avoid it, it's almost unavoidable at this point. And you know what? I'll take that every day of the week. I can never have too many positive, you know, messages flooding my Facebook feed. In a world of negativity, it's such a fresh feeling to kind of have so many positive people around you. And Lexi, your story is one of those stories that are inspiring. It's inspiring a lot of people. It inspires me. It inspires a lot of people. And you don't really realize the good you're doing. You know, sometimes you can get in that mindset of, you know, I'm not worth it, or I'm not doing anything spectacular. And then you see the people that you touch, and you talk to people like Eric, who you've inspired, or me, or Robert, or Stacy, or the hundreds of Facebook friends you have that just constantly are inspired by you, and you realize, you know, the magnitude of what you've accomplished.
Exactly. It's a neat experience to kind of observe. Like, even though it's happened to me, I'm kind of trying to watch it from the outside in as well. You know, when I first started, when you go through the Facebook group, there's all these people that are a little more active than others, and they're killing it. They're accomplishing goals, and you look up to them, and they're inspiring. And when people like that start telling you that you're inspiring them, like Matt and Amy Koontz, the other day I messaged Amy, and I like reposted her video, their video from Vegas, and I just told her, I said, you know, you're a big inspiration to me. And then she came right back at me with almost the same exact thing, and I was like, whoa, what? Cool, that makes me feel awesome. And then it's those moments that make me realize that it's not about me anymore. I mean it is in a sense, but it's like, because I'm pursuing a career in personal training, and it's you know, taking this first, and I'm learning what that means for myself. But it's about the lives that I'm going to impact, and that, you know, those meetings where you just meet someone, even for 5 minutes, or even just talk to them, and it really just gives you that aha moment. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Absolutely. I got to ask you, you've come this far, you know, you've made significant changes. You've gotten yourself up from the couch as you were for quite a while, and on the mat and inspired to make a change. You know, none of us are where we want to be. All of us, if you know, anybody who's still kicking should still strive for something. I find that once you lose the will to strive for something more, strive to be something more, to achieve something more, you're pretty much, you know, in the ground. So what does Lexi want to do next? What's the ultimate goal here? What do you want to accomplish? Where do you want to be in the next year?
Well, I definitely want to reach some weight loss goals. I made a promise to myself about a week or two ago that I wouldn't get on the scale until today. I weighed in at exactly 200 pounds. And I've been at this plateau from like 202 to 206 for like the last 2 months. So at 200, I'm down 42 pounds.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I think my next goal is going to be 180. 192 to 350 pounds, so that'll be exciting. I want to see 180 because my first fight, I fought at 180, and I still remember being I have a big frame, and I'm Norwegian, so I feel like if you look at me, my back is huge, my knees are huge, I'm just a big person, and I know that I'm not going to hit this, like, 120 that everybody thinks women need to be, you know what I mean? And I think 160 is going to be a pretty good start for me, or a pretty good spot for me. I'm going to see that. I want to get my personal training certification through NASM, like the ultimate certification you can get for that. So I'm saving up for that. I want to finish my level 1 DDP yoga instructor certification. I'm probably about halfway done with that. And every time I work on it and focus my attention on that, I get better every time, and learning from the people that I work with, work out with, or even on Facebook, it's really awesome, and my goals keep changing, and I'm constantly climbing this ladder. And one of my all-time goals is, and I'm not putting a huge time restraint on it, but I'm going to say in five years, I want to do a physique competition.
What is a physique competition? Is it like a bodybuilding type of thing?
Kind of, but I wouldn't be like super yoked like Arnold. This is just something that I have always wanted for myself, but always told myself that I would never accomplish. So I'm gonna go after it.
That's awesome. And as long as you keep telling yourself you can do it, and we, you know, Dallas puts this quote over very often, and I think you are kind of the personification of the meaning behind that quote. He always said, I can't remember who the original source was, but I learned it from Dallas. Whether you think you can or whether you think you can't, you're right. It's all about the voice you're telling yourself. The story you're telling yourself in your head matters. And, Lexi, you know, amazing things have happened when your story in your head, when you went from telling yourself you can't to telling yourself you can. Is that correct?
Exactly. I mean, doors left and right started opening. It'll be 1 year on July 7th, and it's just insane the changes that have been made and the things that I've experienced. It's really humbling, and it's amazing.
And, you know, and when you get to that point, I know a lot of people, you know, are now in the maintenance mode, and people like Stacey Morris, who have kept the weight off for so long, is such a wealth of inspiration and knowledge in that area. And this is, you know, this isn't a sprint. You know, people always, you know, worry about getting down to their goal weight, but, you know, once we get down to our goal weight, we have the rest of our lives to have to maintain this and maintain our healthiness. And, you know, that's the story you tell yourself is going to come into play, because, you know, having that positive mindset and forgiving yourself when you have a problem and not collapsing and under your own weight when things go wrong. You know, there's so many inspirational people we can turn to. And I know you're, when you get to that point, you're going to be one of those inspirational people that people can turn to as well. You already are. And I know so many people in this community is rooting for you, and so many people are here to back you up and back everyone else up in the Team DDP Yoga community. There is a wealth of positive people, a wealth of knowledgeable people. I still hit up Robert or Stacy whenever I have a question or a problem or an issue or stressed about something. And just knowing that there's someone who can turn to, it's not a sprint. It's a marathon, and we're all in this marathon together, and we're all, you know, running by, right next to each other, there for a helping hand whenever we need it. So I thank you for being a part of this community. I thank you for being an inspirational part of this community. Robert, Stacy, you have anything else to add?
Just keep up the amazing work. I mean, you've done so much in less than a year, and it's really a testament to what happens when you focus and when you decide what you want. And we're just so glad you found DDP Yoga, because you're now, you know, a success story inspiring others. So keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Stacy.
And thank you, Lexi, for coming on. And definitely call us up, you know, regularly. Keep us updated on your progress. We'd love to keep up to date with you and see what's going on. And I know we're friends on Facebook, so I'll see you there. But for our listeners and stuff, give us some updates when you get a chance, all right?
Oh, definitely. I will. Thanks, guys.
And thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. We appreciate you taking the time. I know you had to take the night off to be here, so we appreciate it. And we're proud of you. And keep moving forward and keep kicking ass. Keep on your life. All right, Lex?
Thanks, guys.
Happy
all right,
anniversary.
Take care.
Oh, thank you. That's funny.
Thank you so much to Lexi Storm Daniels. If you want to check her out on Facebook, she's under Lexi Storm Daniels. I'm sure you'll find her on there in the Team DDP Yoga community. But just a great, inspiring story. And we were planning on going 30 minutes with Lexi because we were doing that. But it's just, you know, a riveting story and, you know, fun story to tell. So thank you, Lexi, for coming on the show tonight. And Stacy, I know you have dealt with a lot of the issues that Lexi had dealt with personally, and you know, the message you tell yourself inside of your head, the self-doubt, the self-worth issues. It's a part of things we don't really communicate as much about, but self-worth comes into play huge when it comes to not only weight loss and changing your life, but just being a human being. Telling yourself you can't all the time isn't a healthy mindset, and how do you change that?
Well, I mean, it's like literally one foot in front of the other. You know, positive steps build upon each other. And I think sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, like how Lexi started, You just have to get off the couch and onto the mat, because that act will get your physicality moving. And we all know that when we're physical and we move and we feel strong, it completely affects our mind. You know, and automatically, you know, the endorphins come into play, your muscles get a little, you know, charge to them, and it literally like turns things on in your body. And I believe it does have a direct bearing on the mind. And so that's a big part of it. And the other thing is you just have to be, I have to be mindful of when those negative messages pop up or labels, you know, old labels. I could really sense that Lexi was just sort of acclimating herself to this new role, you know, that of being someone that people look to for inspiration. But it's really important to, even if it feels strange, you know, start allowing the good stuff, the good labels, the positive new, you know, roles that you're going to fill with your new health and your new energy. And just letting it be. And for me, I had to decide, but I don't want that old stuff anymore. You know, I've lived with it long enough and I'm going to start dropping it. You know, it might not all drop at once, but I can drop little bits of it here and there. And like I said, it just builds, but you got to really make an effort to move in the direction you want to go in.
I love the point you made about the endorphins and the positivity and the endorphins that, because you do, positive energy isn't just a mental, you know, occurrence. You get a physical, you know, reaction from a positive, inspirational, you know, message or story or day or feeling. It's almost like, you know, when you were a kid and your mom and dad told you you were going to Disney World, you get those butterflies in your stomach and you get excited mm-hmm. about it. You know, when you have a positive attitude, it gives you that little bit of chemical reaction that kind of, you know, gives you the butterflies in your stomach and makes you excited. And when you get that positivity and you get that excitedness in your gut, it makes you want to do something. It makes you motivated and inspired to do something. So there really is a chemical and physical reaction that comes from a positive mindset. It's not just all like kind of psychobabble, you know, just, oh, be happy all the time and all this stuff. There is a chemical, you know, link to that. You know, it brings on a good feeling. Yeah. It brings on happiness and excitement. It feels better. It's almost like an antidepressant. You know, positive thoughts bring on, you know, making you feel better.
Yeah, and Lexi brought up a great point where she wasn't, you know, she had really owned up to not being motivated to get off the couch on her own. So she would have to like literally give herself a shot in the arm watching Arthur and Slim and their videos. And sometimes you have to induce yourself whatever it takes. And once you get there, I definitely consider working out to be an antidepressant. It's just critical because it changes everything and it just gets you flowing, you know, and without it, you just kind of stagnate. At least I do. I mean, I don't know you guys, Robert, you don't like to go too long without doing workouts, do you?
No. And that's both for mental and physical aspects. I mean, I can definitely tell a mood and a difference in my mood and also in my back will start hurting. And you can, without a doubt, tell the difference if it's been more than a couple of days since I've hit the mat.
Yeah, it's a great way to break up the stress of a day too. You know, I have a lot going on during the day where I'm doing a lot of stuff here, and my mind gets taxed because I work with my mind. I don't do physical labor, but I do a lot of work with my mind, and it gets stressful, and you have a lot on your plate, and you know, you sit here all day and you're stressing, your head's, you know, in the game. You know, just getting on the mat is just such a release. It's such a it's a break from just physically sitting on the chair in your desk, but also it's a mental release just to be able to go out there and free your mind and not think for a little bit and just, you know, and get those endorphins going and rush and flowing. It's a really great stress reliever, an antidepressant, kind of as much as mental as it is physical.
Yeah, absolutely, and. You know, just start where you can. I mean, Lexi was absolutely right in saying the workouts can be moderate, they can be fairly easy, or they can be really intense. It's how you handle it. And, you know, they're all different lengths of workouts, and you decide the intensity. You know, you make it your own.
And that's something that I was completely guilty of before DDP Yoga. And I'll speak for my girlfriend, Katie, too. Both of her and I would go into these programs. We'd start an exercise program, or we'd start a diet that would just be so difficult and restrictive that we were almost setting ourselves up for failure. The thing I loved about DDP Yoga when I first started was I started with a 10-minute wake-up video. Then I started with energy, and then I went to fat burner. Then I went to, you know, you just kept moving along the line. And the fact, start off with a 10-minute stretch and be sweating and be good, and then kind of push myself a little bit further. And that's the proof that's in the pudding. That's when, that's what made me keep going, is seeing myself get through 10 minutes of energy. Then the next day get 12 minutes of energy. Then 15. You saw yourself grow, and it's that's where you realize how this exercise program is working and progressing, where I could do 10 minutes to yesterday and I can do 12 minutes today. It's physical, tangible proof that I'm making progress here.
Absolutely.
And starting small and not overwhelming yourself, you know, with you know, jumping all in. And I know so many people that are like, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds in a month. You'd be possibly, if you did everything correctly and maybe had an act of miracle, you could probably lose 50 pounds a month. But is it logically, you know, is it going to happen? Probably not. You could.
And your body would be traumatized.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a good idea, nor is it probable. But people make these goals for themselves, and when they don't hit those goals, and they take a little bit of a check in kind of ego and, you know, motivation a little bit. But if you set up small goals, achievable goals, goals that you can reach, you hit that goal, you're obviously all of a sudden motivated for the next one. And you get that, you know, a little bit of confidence in you. You hit two goals, a little bit more confidence, and you start believing you can do it. And then you move on to the bigger goals. But, you know, get a little bit of confidence behind you. Get a little bit of motivation as you hit these smaller goals. And it'll inspire you. And those small goals add up. You know, those small goals add up to a big goal and a big change in your life.
Absolutely. It's all about small steps. You know, nobody learns to, you know, no toddler learns to walk overnight. If you have a broken bone, it takes time to fuse the bones back together. And it's a process, and it's meant to be. So I had to let go of that whole quickie thing, that I was going to do this all quickly, because it's just not real.
That's so like American culture, though. We want it quick. We want it fast. We're in the Vine culture, the YouTube quick 30-second video culture. We're the instant on-demand culture. We want everything quick, and we want it now. But, you know, with changing your life and making significant, long-lasting changes, it's not going to happen right now. It's going to take work and a lot of work, and it's going to be a long-term solution. And even when you get there, it's still going to be even longer term, because you need to maintain where you're at and maintain your success. And that's where people kind of lose people. We're in the instant culture right now in the world. You know, we want everything quick, and we want it now. And if you want to win in this game, if you want to, you know, own your life and get where you want to be and succeed, whether it be in fitness and weight loss or anything, it's going to be a process to seriously and significantly make long-term and lasting goals. And you need to set yourself up for a long run, a long marathon. It's going to take a while. But I tell you, and Stacy will tell you, and Robert will tell you, it is so worth it when you get there where you want to be and you're on maintenance mode for the rest of your life, knowing that you've made these significant and real and long-lasting changes. And it may not be instant. It may not be quick. It may not be a Vine on the Facebook, but it's worth it. And I think Stacy and Robert will tell you that as well.
Oh, yeah. I liken it to the Three Little Pigs. And I actually really recommend some people, if you really are fixated on this has to happen quickly, go reread that, because you know really what happened in the end when the one diligent pig built the house of bricks. You know, it was indestructible. It took a long time, but it couldn't be knocked down either.
Absolutely. And on that note, I think we're gonna wrap it up, but thank you, Stacy and Robert, for you know, holding down the show tonight with me. And thank you, Lexi Storm Daniels, for coming on and talking about your amazing story. Amazing story. I've been mumbling through all my words tonight. I got a cut on my tongue earlier today, so I've been trying to avoid rubbing my tongue on my cheek. So it's like I've been mumbling through all my words tonight, so I apologize. But thank you, Robert and Stacy, for all your hard work tonight. And until next time,
I'll see you guys
remember,
in 2 weeks. I'll see you in two weeks. Have a great show next week.
Yes, Stacy. Enjoy your week off. And don't forget, tell us once again where you're going to be next Wednesday.
Lake George Library, Lake George, New York, 7 p.m. Come see me.
You definitely want to be there. It's your dismissal from DDP Radio. Go see Stacy Morris. And don't forget to catch us on the replay via iTunes or ddpradio.com. Bert, as always, thank you so much for holding down the fort over there.
That's no problem.
Thanks, all Robert. Right.
Yes, and remember, every day you wake up, you got air in your lungs and blood pulsing through your veins. It's another day to turn it all around. No matter how bad you're knocked out, you have the ability to rise up and own your life. So own it, my friends. Remember, whether you can, whether you say you can't, or whether you say you can't, you're right. For Stacy Morris, Robert McLaren, my name's Mike Mullins. Own your week, my friends. Never, ever, 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 ever give up. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Page. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.